Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Earlier, you were saying about your new pickup line, which you've attempted out in the clubs over the weekend. And what was it again?
The pickup line would be, I walk up to a girl and I go, "Excuse me, what is your name?" She would reply, "Hi, my name is such and such." And then I turn around to her after that and go, "Oh, aren't you from the Shire?"
It doesn't go down well.
It didn't go down at all. It had a success rate of zero. I did ask about 10 girls. And, you know, the thing is, they were very attractive girls. And I knew I didn't stand a chance at all. I just thought maybe, just maybe, it might actually kind of work.
"Hi, I'm Brownie. Aren't you from the Shire? Hi, I'm Brownie. Aren't you from the Shire? Hi, I'm Brownie. Aren't you from the Shire? Hi, I'm Brownie."
You know, it was much like that. It was very much like that.
Wow. That I would have paid good money to see that. If you've got footage, that will go down a treat. 13, 12, 16, do you have a worse pickup line than that this morning? Tell us about your dodgy pickup lines. Andrew's joining us this morning. Now, tell us about yours, mate. What is your pickup line?
Many years ago, I went out to the Standard when it used to be open.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
And I walked up to a girl that was there and asked her if she'd like to come back to my place for a cup of coffee and a quickie. And she slapped me across the face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then, "What, don't you like coffee?"
That is a outstanding effort.
That's a spot on one as well. It is pretty dodgy. It's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. It's up there with my Shire one, I think.
Yep.
But I think I'd rather use that one as opposed to the Shire one.
You'd rather give that a go?
I would rather that one. Can you imagine if I came up to you and said, "Chris, oh, aren't you from the Shire? You look like one of those guys on the show."
I take that as a compliment. Did we not just have the conversation about me being nude and public
before?
We did,
actually, yes. And some of the guys on the show actually do look pretty, you know, they work out a bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And meanwhile, this body hasn't seen a gym or sunlight in many years. You know how the guys in Twilight, like, they sparkle in the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
You do?
And unintentionally.
We need to get you out there into a gym again.
There's albinos who say, "Dude, you need to get outside more." Brownie, a great story. Just flooded the news yesterday afternoon. It's gone viral. A man attempting to pull a party trick is making national headlines.
That's right. Now, the man up in the Northern Territory had a few mates come and visit him from Queensland. So, of course, when you're in the company of good friends, you're throwing a bit of a party. What do you need to do?
Oh, you need to entertain them.
That's right.
You need to provide a bit of entertainment to keep them occupied.
A bit of comedic relief, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just so they can go back and tell all the mates how they had such a very good time. But the form of entertainment this guy thought would be a good idea is something that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't even think about doing something like this.
Not recommended. Before we actually get to the details of what he did, we're just going to put the disclaimer out there. This is not recommended in any shape or form.
Yes, that's right.
It wasn't even performed by a professional. Not there'd be any professionals in this field, but what did he do?
Okay, the party trick involved him placing a firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
In his crack, yeah. Spot on, right. That's the best way to put it. Yeah. While a mate of his lit the fuse.
So he's not to delve too deeply into the story, but he's got a firecracker in his bottom,
yeah.
And I feel like I'm six again in his bottom.
Yeah.
And his mates lit the fuse, and what happened?
That's it. Now, what happened, of course, you know, when you light a firecracker, it goes off, of course, as you do. Now, having done so, he's actually received burns to his behind and three fingers on his right hand. Now, immediately after that, after his mates all had a little bit of a laugh, they drove him to the hospital. He's in the burns ward right now, and is expected to make a recovery over the next couple of days.
It's the most surprising game of pull my finger that you have ever seen in your lifetime. We're talking about Emily Seebohm today. Obviously, she's a little emotional in the news. You may know by now that she got only second. What's the 100 metres?
In the 100 metre backstroke, that is. Now, she was very emotional. She revealed that she's been staying up each night on social media, so on your Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, along the lines of that.
Mm. So we're talking about those people who are heavily addicted to social media.
That's
a chance for you to dob them in today. And we'll reward you for confessing by putting you into the draw for a double pass to Stereosonic.
That is going to be awesome,
yes.
Isn't it?
13, 12, 16 is the number. First one we have is Danielle. Now, Danielle, I believe it's your sister that you want to dob in.
Every time she gets dressed, like, she has to take a picture of her outfit and posted on Facebook.
Ah, so she's one of those girls before she goes out, the photo in the mirror, is that right?
Yeah. Got to check with everyone that it looks A-okay.
Yeah, like everything in her wardrobe is on Facebook.
I can't believe that.
The only excuse where that would actually work is just to make sure her friends don't wear the same thing out as her.
Yeah, that's true.
That could be one thing. Look, I'm wearing this tonight. Oh, and then you jump on Facebook. You're like, oh, so she's wearing that. Now I need the change.
I do that, except I doubt anyone's wearing the same tattered hoodie that I wear every day to work. Let's go across the next line. Alicia on 13, 12, 16. You've got someone?
Yes, my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. What has he done?
Well, he's always hay-telling his best friend and Facebooking while we're out to dinner, or he even posts photos of his shoes and his hats and
Now, hay-tell's the one where you send a voice message. It's like a walkie-talkie system, isn't it?
Yes. So he'll be hay-telling his best friend as well as Facebooking him at the same time.
Now, how are you on social media? Are you the type of girl to take a photo of all your outfits, your shoes and stuff like that?
No, not usually, no.
Do you get on Haytel? Maybe that's the best way. If you want to communicate with him, you should get on Haytel, start sending him a few messages.
I usually Haytel him to get him off Haytel.
Hey, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm over here. Get off Haytel.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the trick. You've got to communicate via social media to get people back.
That's it. You know the saying, if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, what's going to happen in the day when we're all sitting in a room, we're not communicating with each other? It's just over Facebook, you know, poking people, talking to people over Facebook and Twitter.
I know. Some dark days ahead.
It's so bad. By the way, you haven't responded back to that message I sent you.
That's because I unfriended you. Imagine that. So just imagine, you know, you can't communicate with your partner. Last resort, sorry, change the relationship right then and there. There you go. Wake up, nugget.
What's the world coming to?
13, 12, 16, if you want to dob someone in. Hoax is on the line this morning. Now tell us, do you know a social media addict?
My pop.
Your pop? What?
Yeah, my pop.
What are you talking about?
My pop is constantly on Facebook, eh?
How old is he?
What? 60-something.
And who taught him how to use it all?
Me, unfortunately.
Yeah, see, now you've really shot yourself in the foot, because are you friends on Facebook?
Yeah, we are now, but it's kind of thinking about it differently now.
Yeah. Now, you've accepted the friend request and everything. Did you beforehand go, there's so much stuff that I need to clean up and get rid of before I accept that friend request?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well, what do you mean, not necessarily?
There was a few things I had to get rid of, but not too much.
Well, here's a question I want to ask. Is he posting anything on there that you're like, oh, pop?
Not really. He's just posting a whole heap of horse crap, which is annoying.
Horse crap?
Like, not literally horse crap.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.